Salut tout le monde, bienvenue à ce nouvel épisode du Fabercast. Je suis votre animateur Faber, glace et pluie cette semaine. On approche grandement du TKO 48 à Gatineau, ça a lieu le 24 mai. On est à une fin de semaine de tout ça. C'est vendredi prochain en fait, fait que dans une semaine pile, ça va être fait, ça va être passé. Et puis j'ai cette semaine pour vous trois invités dans une édition toute bantamweight du podcast. Mon premier invité, c'est mon ami, vous le connaissez tous, de Big Cat, Jesse Arnett, est avec nous pour nous jaser de son énorme combat face à Josh Hill et puis de plein d'autres choses. On sait que Jesse Arnett a toujours beaucoup de plans. Il nous fait part de ces plans-là. Par la suite, on parle à celui qui a été appelé par TKO le meilleur prospect 135 livres au Canada. Et c'est Matteo Vogel qui prend le temps de venir nous parler de son combat contre Khurshed Kakarov et de son entraînement en général. Et on termine ça avec le champion des 135 livres TKO, Nathan Maness. On le garde pour le dessert. Il vient nous parler de son énorme combat de championnat contre Taylor Lapulus qui est plusieurs mois là, in the making. Ça a été repoussé à cause de quelques blessures. On s'arrange avec lui pour voir si toutes ces blessures-là sont réglées et comment étaler sa préparation pour cet énorme combat-là. Donc, c'est ça le podcast cette semaine et je vous laisse l'écouter à l'instant. Vous voulez pas m'entendre parler, c'est les invités que vous voulez entendre parler. Donc, on se parle à la fin. Salut tout le monde! On est là aujourd'hui puis on a quelqu'un que vous le savez pertinemment, que c'est un de mes boys puis que j'ai toujours hâte de parler puis de voir qu'est-ce qui traverse sa tête parce qu'il y a tout le temps un millier d'affaires qui traversent sa tête anyway. And I'm talking about my fucking man! The big cat, Jesse Arnett. How is it going, my man?
My man, I hope you're well. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, I'm good, and I'm happy we get to talk, because as I was saying in French, we want to know what you got in your head, because you always got, like, thousands of stuff in your head, and you're already ready to speak about lots of shit, and you got a fucking big fight coming in, like, not that long. I think we're 12 now? 13?
10 days,
yeah, 10 days. Minutes. 10, 11 days, man. So it's coming. It's the biggest fight in Canadian bantamweight history, and you're gonna take part of it. So that's why we wanted to talk to you today. We wanted to know, like, how you're feeling, how's your shit going, how's your training camp going, heading into that huge fight against Josh Hill.
Yeah, man, I'm feeling fabulous. I'm blessed. I'm privileged to be a part of such a big fight. For a while there, I didn't know if it was gonna happen, and here we are now, 10 days out, 11 days out. Like you mentioned, one of the biggest fights in Canadian bantamweight, in my opinion, in Canadian MMA history. Very, very rarely the two top guys go at it, and it's pretty cool that TKO and Stephen Petre are putting this fight together, and it's a three-round grudge match for bantamweight supremacy, and I'm excited. I can't wait.
Yes, I know you've been wanting that fight for years, and there has been talk, like, within that TKO run, like, when you had the belt and stuff, that may happen, and then you lost, and then, like, Stephen Petre was saying, no, it's not that moment, we can't do it now, because Jesse just lost, and Josh is still, like, on a winning streak, and, like, I think things finally worked out well for you, because Josh lost, too, and then you guys are, like, two guys that have just lost after years without losing, and you're gonna face off. So I think we were looking for a perfect moment to book that matchup, and I think it's not the way we thought it was gonna go, but still the moment is still perfect, because you got two guys that they've been winning for years, they just lost one time, and they just want to get back, like, on that winning streak and just get, like, secure, like, yeah, that's the word I was searching for, secure that top spot in Canada, and then say, I'm the number one guy in Canada, I just won, and I'm gonna get that fucking belt back. Is that right? Is that a good read?
100%, man, you couldn't have said it better. The time is now. Everything happens for a reason, and three rounds, I'm excited for three rounds. In the gym, I've improved a lot off that loss, and I believe, like I just said, I believe everything happens for a reason, and I'm just excited to get in there May 24th and put Josh away, my word.
Yup, you know, we know, yeah, like you've been saying lots of stuff, you've been saying, I'm gonna finish him that way, I'm gonna finish him this way. So, like, as we're getting closer to the fight, like, What are you pinpointing as the thing that you think that is going to make you finish that fight?
Well, I think we're both well-rounded everywhere. I'm going to be patient, but my pace and my pressure will be too much without giving anything away. We got a great game plan. Curtis Demars, myself, Anderson Goncalves, we're coming there. It's road back to gold. We're going to be patient. We'll be looking for the finish. If all goes well, I believe I can get him out of there inside 10 minutes. But don't get me wrong. He's super skilled. He's a top guy in the country for a reason. Super athletic, super dynamic. He's going to be hard to catch. He's very good at avoiding the fight. He's good at getting out of there without fighting. I'm going to put the fight on him. I'm going to bring it to him. I'll be in his face. We'll see how good he is when he's cut up, when he's bleeding, big cat style. Yeah, I'm there to fight. I'm improved, and I just can't wait to show my abilities next Friday night.
Yeah, so as I kind of am reading, you just want to, like, put the fight and force him to get into a fight, because as you've been saying, he's the type of guy that he likes to back up, wing a big overhand, and back up again, then, like, try to make you think he's going to overhand your ass, then shoot for a takedown, or do the other thing, just level change, and make you think he's going to take you down and just go with the overhand. But do you feel like your pressure striking style is, like, made for a matchup like this?
Yeah, exactly. It's a good matchup. I'm going to make him fight me. That's one of my best qualities, is I always make people fight me. On paper, it's interesting because I'm a great pressure fighter. He's a little bit of a counter fighter. He's a short, right-handed guy, and that's what I like fighting. I like fighting short, regular dudes, and it's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting. The first 2 minutes of the fight is going to be very interesting. We will get a tell, and we will get a read off the first 2 minutes, first minute, and we'll go from there. Take nothing away from Josh, but I believe I got what it takes to finish him, and then that's a feather in my cap, because he's only been finished one other time by Marlon Monroe. I'm not sure how we say his last name.
Marais is the guy that's fighting for the belt right now.
He's fighting for the belt. He's one of the top bantamweights, if not the top bantamweight in the world. So yeah, I'm excited to get in there and finish Josh Hill, and that'll be a feather in my cap.
Yeah, for sure, man. I'm there have been some critics, let's say, who've been saying that the big cat, man, he's a skilled grappler, he's so good on the ground, but he seems to like it, to keep it standing too much. And some people say that it may have cost you that Manus fight, that if you would have just, like, tried to take him down, like, by any means and got him on the ground, you probably would have been the guy that would have submitted him in the end in that fight. So can we expect more grappling from the big cat in that fight, or you'll just, like, feel how it's gonna go and, like, go with the flow?
I'm a wrestler. I'm an opportunist. At the end of the day, I made one little small error that cost me a front leg switch kick. I'm not a points fighter. I was trying to rack up some points. I couldn't establish his range. I was having trouble with his length. I was having trouble because he was switching stances maybe a little bit. I learned my lesson. Could I beat him stand up? Yeah, I can. Can I submit him? Yeah, I can. At the end of the day, nobody's overmatching me on my feet. I'm not getting knocked out in every fight. I took one bad shot with my hand down off a kick I missed. I learned my lesson. But yeah, expect some wrestling for sure. Expect some grappling. With Josh, though, I can't force anything to the mat. He's a good wrestler himself. He's short and explosive. He's probably going to be harder to hold down than Nathan Manus, so you'll have to tune in next Friday night. I know you'll be there.
Yeah, for sure.
You're the man. But for sure, man, chokes, cuts and chokes, expect that for sure.
Yep, that's a good one, because I know you won that Manus fight back too, because I know you took that punch and you got finished, but like, I know we don't want to harp on the past, but you could have gotten a little more time in that fight, I believe. And, man, it was close to the point that shit happened. And, like, It happens to everybody. Just like take a bad punch, you get dropped, and you didn't get KO'd. You got TKO'd. You were on your feet right after. You didn't like suffer that big damage, that lights out damage. You didn't suffer it in that fight.
I agree with that. I hope my referee's Jason Herzog this time. He lets people die in there. Nothing against that other ref, but I think he's a local official. Yes, I wasn't defending myself, but as champion, I deserve to be out cold. 4-year run, it's questionable. I watched the fight again for the other day, and I was definitely rocked. Definitely a big punch, and I definitely wasn't protecting myself. But it's MMA; we're fighting in small gloves. I want Jason Herzog as my referee. He's the man. He lets people die in there. But yo, expect a high guard. Expect my hands up. One thing I'm really good at is learning from my mistakes, and I made a big mistake that night, and don't expect me to make it again twice.
Yup, and you'll be the final fight before the title matchup. So you'll fight, and then you'll get the chance to just go backstage, take a shower real quick, and just come back, because there'll be the Manus and Lapillus fight, like, I think, not one fight after, two fights after you. I just received, the official lineup and shit. And, it'll be the Jade, the woman's fight, just after you. But then just after is going to be the bantamweight title fight. So how close are you going to be looking at that one?
Oh, I'm excited for that one. Hopefully it's not boring. And because they're both, I don't know, it's going to be an interesting fight. I don't know... They're both a little bit of, they're strikers. Manus is a good counter striker. We'll see how that fight goes. I'll definitely, after my win, grab some water, grab a beer, grab an interview, and then I'll be out there watching that fight for sure.
Yup, because I guess with that win, you're going to be pushing for that next shot, right?
Oh, I'll fight for that belt next in September.
Oh, it's already set, man. You're all good then.
In my head, I fight for that belt in September.
Yeah, for sure. Indeed.
Road back to gold, and it starts May 24th, and I'm excited to get into Gatineau, Quebec, and I'm excited to put on for the great fans out east always.
Yup, and it's going to be a good one, that card, too, because there's going to be hella people, and there's, like, lots of people from that region on that card, so there's going to be a big crowd, and everybody's going to want to see every fight. I think Gatineau is a great fight town, and it's next to Ottawa, which is another great fight town, too. So, man, I think, like, the atmosphere in that place will be great, will be, I think, comparable to Quebec and comparable to the Bell Centre, even if it's not, like, a newer arena. It's an older one, but I think, like, the atmosphere, the feel in the crowd is going to be awesome, and man,
I can't wait.
I can tell.
I've also heard the same thing from other people, and the cards stack from top to bottom. Like, this is one of TKO's best cards, and who isn't excited to see those heavyweights go at it, and Nathan Manus versus Lapillus, the women, that's going to be a great fight, and then you got Big Cat versus the Gentleman. We got those young bantamweights coming up. That kid from Ottawa, he's a stud. Versus that German. And just all the way down the lineup, the card looks stacked. And I'm privileged and I'm honored. I'm blessed to be a part of it. And I'm excited to get back in there and show my improvements, show my patience, and technically chip this guy away and put him out, put him away to get the finish.
Yup, and what I think is cool about your fight is that, like, TKO was returned and shit, you've seen that some of, like, the fights that are not, like, from people from Quebec or from real close, people, they don't have as much interest, but man, like, when the Big Cat comes on, it's probably, like, one of the only fighters that's, yeah, you're from Canada, but, like, you're from the West, man. We're completely disconnected from what happens over there. As people over there, they're disconnected from what happens over here. But still, when the Big Cat comes on, I think you're, like, only one of the only non-Quebec fighters that people, man, they really fucking want to see it. And Josh Hill, we know him. He's came here, he's beat some of our guys, he's beat Xavier Alaoui that people like really much over here, and he's beat some of our Quebec guys, so I feel like that fight, people are gonna want to see it, and people understand, like, people who've been following MMA, like, closely for the past, like, 5 to 10 years, they know it, man. They know them Josh Hills, they know them Jesse Arnaz, they know, like, what these guys are about and what they're gonna bring to the table, and that, like, we have the chance to having people that can rank, like, in the worldwide rankings, and that can rank good in those rankings, and we're gonna have, like, the opportunity to have that fight and to be able to see it. So I think people are gonna be excited as shit for that fight, and it's gonna be a big, big one, man. So where I wanted to go with that is, I know you like to talk your shit, so I wanted to ask you, do you think your fight is more anticipated than the title fight in your division?
You know, it has to be. It is. It has to be, because we got an American versus a European. I think he's from France, right? Yes.
Yeah,
At the end of the day, Jesse Arnatti, Big Cat, I'm never in a boring fight. I come forward. I look for the finish. I'm there. I'm a crowd pleaser. I'm an entertainer. I will bring the best out of Josh Hill. And like we talked about at the beginning, not too many times as the number one and two guys get to face in each division in this country. So for sure, it's definitely anticipated. Not only from you guys, from all our peers, all the fighters want to see this. This is a big fight. This is a main event before the main event start. And I'm excited. I'm excited. Three rounds, man. Like, I haven't had a three-round fight since I fought Roland Delorme. We didn't even know each other. That was three summers ago. I don't get tired right now. Like, three rounds isn't long enough. So I know I'm going to – the pace I can put on him, he's going to be overwhelmed. He's going to be in a fight. May the best man win. I have no excuses. I have no injuries right now. I'm – knock on wood. I did it. I made it through. I had champ camp. Rode back to gold. I'm feeling fabulous. I can't wait to get in there and just get there next week and really just enjoy the whole thing. Enjoy the weight cut. Enjoy the fellowship with all you guys. Enjoy the weigh-in. Enjoy the feelings you get fight day. Enjoy the time with my friends and my coaches and my family. And then a Big Cat walkout, some Big Cat highlight reel action, and then looking for that finish. I'm excited to put on for all you guys once again, new and improved, always.
Cool. Hey, can you just turn your phone sideways once again? Because I don't have you full screen anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Full screen Big Cat. That's what we want, man. We don't want that half screen shit.
Oh.
Yeah, just to finish real quick, man. One last question regarding that title fight. I just want to know: do you have a preference? Do you want Manis?
Yeah, I
want
to. I like Manis. I like Nathan. He's a good kid, and Nathan's a really good kid. We'll see what happens. I'd want to get that fight back. Like Josh wants Taylor to win, and Josh wants to fight Taylor, but be a big win for Nathan. Wow, he'd be 12-0 now with three decent wins if he got that done. So, I want Nathan Maness to win. I want to fight him again and get my belt back. And it is what it is, though. At the end of the day, I'm focused on Josh Hill. I'm focused on three rounds. And I'm focused on May 24th getting the job done. Finish.
Cool. I know you want to finish, but I just want, like, do you have an exact prediction? Like, something you know that's going to happen in that fight? Like, as I let you go, man, just to close that interview out, how is it going to end? Like, we need...
I'll choke him, or I'll TKO him inside 10 minutes. My pressure will be too much. I'm going to hurt him, and we'll see how he fights hurt.
Fucking right. I thank you so much, my man, for taking the time, and... I'm glad we'll get the chance to see each other, man. I miss you. I'll be happy to see you in Gatineau. And the hotel is not far from where I'll be staying, too. So I'll come around and hang out with you guys as I did last time, man. So
much love, brother. Thank you so much for the interview.
Thank you so much, my man. And we'll see each other, like, soon enough.
10 days, homie.
Yes, sir. Bye. Yes, tout le monde, de retour avec un autre invité cette semaine. C'est quelqu'un qui a été nommé le plus grand prospect chez les 135 livres au Canada. Puis je suis vraiment ravi de l'avoir aujourd'hui. Pour jaser de son prochain combat à Gatineau, it is my man Matteo Vogel, man. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, man. How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. I just wanted to ask you before we get into the fight that you're gonna have on May 24th. I just seen your poster, and you've been dubbed as Canada's most shining bantamweight prospect. So how does that feel, man? To just after three fights like this get recognized as maybe like a guy that could be next in that division, like the next big prospect as that weight.
Man, it feels crazy, but it feels like right at the same time. We just put in so much hard work this past year or so. Makes me super proud that you give me a title like number one bantamweight prospect.
Because just tell me if I'm not right, but you never had any amateur fight before your first fight, right?
That's right. I had been like a really active competitor in on the jiu-jitsu scene. And, I just kind of hopped into pro MMA right away. I started training, sorry, mixed martial arts in August 2017.
That's crazy, man. And like a year and change later, man, you're already 3-0 and recognized as one of the good prospects. You finished all your fights and in quite spectacular fashion too. Like your last fight against Johnny Baldridge, man, that was textbook, man. Textbook wrestling takedown, textbook jiu-jitsu right into the choke. So, shit, man, it's quite impressive, to be honest, to see somebody that, like, never fought amateur, never got into a real fight, and he comes on with the 4 ounces against a tough motherfucker in James Clark and still, like, do work like you did in that fight. Were you nervous, like, before that fight, since you're kind of gonna get in your first, like, real 4-ounce fist fight in your life?
To be honest, man, like, as soon as I said, the first one was almost the easiest in terms of nerves. The first one, I didn't know what to expect. So the first one, I didn't really, I didn't feel as jittery as I did in my second or my third even. But, I don't know, it's, at the same time, like in the last fight, by the time I stepped in the cage, it just felt so natural.
Yeah, you look real, real comfortable last fight. It was for a guy that was only in his third fight and in his like maybe 10th minute of fighting, because you didn't fight that long in your fights too. That's what's kind of crazy too. That you see a guy, he's been fighting for like 10 minutes in his whole career, and damn, man, you look real comfortable in that one, and you really know where you had it, what was your advantage, and where you needed to just put the fight, and you did it ASAP and just ended it. But I wanted to know in retrospect, what's your favorite fight now? What's your favorite finish? Because they're all been like, yeah, I'd say highlight reel, like straight up highlight reel finishes. Your arm bar against James Clark, man, that was like wonderful. The kind of comeback fight you did against Lavoie was bigger. You stepped up on short notice, fought a bigger guy, and survived like a tough round to come back and choke him. That was highlight reel too. And your last fight, as I just said, it was like strictly wonderful. So, like personally, what's your favorite one of the three? You know.
It's tough. I'm not sure if I have a favorite necessarily, but the last one felt real satisfying, man. Just that the feeling I got from the reaction I got from Baldridge as I choked him, I could hear his voice kind of squeaking through his throat a little bit, and that's kind of what made me satisfied about that one. But that was really the tell, man. When I locked that in last time, the tell was, I just heard the change in his breathing, and I heard that squealing of his voice, and I just knew it was done.
Yeah, for sure, man. It was amazing. But now things are gonna get serious as shit, my man, as you're facing a tough fighter, a guy we don't know. I don't know if you know him that good too. That's pretty much what I wanted to ask. Like, we know his name, but that's the only thing we know. So who are you fighting?
I'm fighting Khurshid Kakharov. He's out of a team in Gelsenkirchen, Germany. He seems to be a really powerful striker. He's got, I think, 4 knockouts on his record. But, I have a phenomenal team behind me. I feel 100% confident in our preparation and like the way that we're approaching this fight strategically, and like everything has gone fantastic this camp so far. And I couldn't feel more confident for this one, man.
Yeah, it's an important fight, man. I feel like even though you're still early in your career, things might come kind of fast for you, man. Especially if you win that one, you fight another guy that has won fights, has been undefeated too. I feel like if you may be able to win that fight, like impressively as you've done your last ones, do you feel like things like may roll out faster than you thought they would?
I'm ready for things to play out. However they're going to play out, man, I'm ready for anything at this point. I'm doing this full-time. I've been doing MMA full-time since I started, man. Like, this is what I've made my life. And, man, it won't mess me up if anything happens too fast, you know what I mean? Like, I'm ready for anything at this point.
Yup, and in that fight, you're just saying that that guy, he's a striker. He wants to strike with you. Do you feel like it's the kind of fight that maybe you can work in some striking too? Or is it more kind of a fight that you don't want to take chances with a guy standing and you just got to put him on his ass and still like choke his ass real quick?
What I feel like, man, is I feel like I've fought a lot of guys so far who have they've been at MMA for a number of years now, and they've had years to kind of like hone in on their craft. But for me, because I'm so in the infancy of my career, I feel like I'm just getting the chance to kind of like make things happen now, and I'm growing so quickly. So in terms of this fight, I feel like it's going to be once again like a real big surprise for the fans, for anyone watching. Like I've got like no shortage of beasts here at New Era to train with, like to replicate that kind of game. And the improvements and the changes we've made in my game have been like drastic, man. I feel like night and day already within the past like month, let alone this whole 10-week camp.
Yeah, for sure, because I feel like everybody knows at that point you're a jiu-jitsu guy and stuff, so I believe that you're working on your striking like real hard, because you've been doing jiu-jitsu, and like I know you keep doing jiu-jitsu because that's what you love. I can feel that. I do jiu-jitsu all day too, man, just because I would just rather do this all day than do other stuff. But like, I know you're working on your striking, and I know you got, as you said, real good training partners in that gym. The people that can strike, people that have been at the highest of their sport in striking, like clearly. So, do you feel like it's kind of an X factor that people don't believe that you can come in and like put on a great performance striking, and that it may be that surprise in that fight that you just come in and rough him up on the feet a little?
People will have to wait and see, man.
Oh, man, I'm looking forward to that fight. Yeah, for sure, man. I'm looking forward to that one because people that have been listening to me, they know I'm a grappling nerd, man, and I just want to see people roll. That's my, like, the James Clark fight was one of my favorite fights because you guys just rolled, you exchanged positions on the ground, and people were going for stuff, and it was as spectacular as any like crazy ass brawl that you see, at least for me. So, man, I'm looking forward to that one a lot because I feel like that guy's a good striker, but I feel like, man, there might be some work to do on the ground a little bit, and that may just be his downfall in that one, man, because it's cool to know for a guy like you that you're working on all your stuff, but you got a wild card, like you got a joker in your possession, like you got the card you want, and you can always put it out at any moment and just put him on the ground and wreck his ass. Like,
people don't realize, man, the percentage of my game that you guys have seen so far is so small. I haven't really had a chance to execute like the vast majority of what I do on a daily basis here at the gym. I got weapons that no one's seen.
Yeah, is there a part of you that wants this fight to last? Like, do you want some cage time? Do you want that time to show people, like, the wrinkles of your game that you haven't showed? Or you just want that finish again and get out of there quick?
I've visualized many outcomes, man. There's parts of me that wanted to go a little bit longer. There's parts of me that want to show off. There's parts of me that want to finish it quick. But at the same time, I've just visualized every possible kind of outcome for this fight, man. I feel like in doing that, I'm ready for it to go anywhere. I'm ready for anything to happen.
Yeah, for sure, man. And I've been talking to lots of the guys in Gatineau and talking about how it's an hometown gig for them. But it's an hometown gig for you, too. So I just wanted to know like regarding that, how does it feel to be fighting in front of your own at that time? Because you've been to Montreal, you've been to Quebec, you've been to places where people, they get to know you in Quebec and shit, but now you're going to be fighting like 5 minutes away from Ottawa. Like, your friends, your family, everybody, they're going to be able to be there. So does that like make the feel of the fight different for you? Is there like added like pressure to show off, or is it just fun to have people seeing you finally do what you like?
I wouldn't say it's added pressure or anything, man. I feel like it almost shows me how much support I've really gained over the years, man. Just the amount of people that are reaching out to me now, the amount of people who I know are coming and watching in person, the amount of people that people I haven't talked to in years, man, like the amount of Ottawa that's coming over to see us fight, man, it's a big motivator, just seeing how many people are going to support, having friends, family, and teammates, everybody, man, from Ottawa's going to be there in full force. We're going to bring ourselves a nice obnoxious crowd. You guys are going to see, the Ontario crowd there. I feel like more in this fight, it's not so much I'm just representing, Ottawa at the same time, because it's being an international fight, I feel like I'm representing Canada in this fight. So I feel like I'll have, you know, behind my back, I feel like I'll have all the Canadian fans in the venue and watching on Fight Pass, man.
Yeah, man, there'll be like maybe five people that are going to be rooting against you in that arena, and they're probably all going to be in your opponent's corner. So that's kind of a good feeling to know that you're going to have everybody like that they're going to have your back. But the thing that I wanted to know, like just a small guess for you, because you're not implicated in one of those fights, but there are fights on that card that are going to pit like both sides of the river, man. They're going to pit the people from Ottawa and the fans from Ottawa.
That's right.
Against the fans from Gatineau and the people from Quebec. So I just wanted to know, like a small prediction on your part, who's gonna scream louder, man? Who's gonna bring the more crazy crowd?
Oh man, that's a tough one. In terms of the crazy crowd, I know that those guys know. I know them Gatineau folks been bringing, you know, probably all their friends and family as well. They're gonna have a huge show in there too as well. But I don't know how it's gonna work, if they're sitting us on opposite sides of the arena or not, or whether it's going to be all mixed together. But I feel like there's definitely going to be two sides to that arena.
Yeah, man, that's
Ottawa again.
Yeah, for sure. That's the one thing that I think, beside of the fights, of course, is the thing that I'm waiting the most to see, man. Like the dynamic within the arena, to see where like the Ottawa people are sitting, where the New Era people are sitting, where the
Pat Nolan. It's going to get crazy, man.
Yeah, for sure, man. I know.
Not even that big. Being a smaller building than a much smaller venue than, like, say, the Videotron or like the Bell Center, man, you're really gonna feel the energy in that place, I think, because we're gonna pack that thing.
Nah, yeah, for sure. I was speaking with Jesse Arnett earlier today, and I told him, man, for that fight, be prepared, because there's gonna be hella people in that one, and it's smaller than like Videotron or Montreal, so it's gonna be packed, man, and people are gonna be crazy in that one, especially because like there are kinds of little rivalries like. Between the, I'm not saying like rivalries. I don't think people like want to hate each other and want to kill each other. But still, people from Ottawa want to beat the guys from Quebec, and I know for a fact the guys from Quebec, they want to beat the Ontarians. That is just how it works, and I just can't wait to see how it plays out. Yeah, exactly, man. I just can't wait to see how it plays out, like in the crowd and stuff, and during the fights, because we're gonna have some good ones, man. Alex O'Neill, huge fight. I know he's not fighting Powell anymore. There was kind of bad bloods between them, but still, he's fighting a teammate. He's fighting like a guy who is a teammate from his last opponent too. So, man, their fight like this, they're gonna be. There are going to be big moments on that card, I feel. Like, that Alex O'Neill fight is going to be freaking loud, man. I can guarantee it.
Oh, man. Yeah. Like, I don't know if there's necessarily bad blood between the two of them. But, I don't know if it was really two-sided talking to Alex. Alex doesn't seem to, play into that kind of thing. That's not really his style, playing that whole beef type role. He kind of just gets in there and does his talking with his body, man. He gets in there and he just fights and he fucks people up. He, but at the same time, I felt like I felt like I could just sense the tension coming between him and Zach with on over social media, and then our obviously involving some banter back and forth, I think, on Instagram and Facebook, right?
Yeah, exactly. That with Zach, it was like kind of with Cedric, I feel like it's a more respectful matchup. Cedric's not the type to go there and like talk shit and stuff. So it was really with Zach we were feeling like that bad blood. I feel that fight's gonna happen anyway, like in the near future. But still, now with Cedric, it'll be more respectful. But it's gonna be a hell of a contest too, because Cedric is kind of like Alex. We don't hear him talk that much. But when he's in the cage, he's doing his talking. So I feel like it's gonna be that. That's gonna be a good scrap, man. It's gonna be a great ambience in the crowd, and it's gonna be able, like, probably you'll be looking at your friend fighting, and it's gonna pump the shit out of you, man. That'll be coming in the next fights. I don't know if the fight after or the one after that, but you're gonna be like kind of next after that one. So I hope you're gonna like be able to use that energy, man, to pump you up for.
Hey, man. Alex and I train together. Like almost every single day together, the same locations, the same practices, the same training. We work together so much. So seeing how hard that guy works, man, fucking pumps me up. Him and I just killed a session together. And like, we went hard right to the end. He had serious pop, like right to the very end of the round. It seems like Alex doesn't get tired ever, man. So Cedric's got a serious, tall order in front of him dealing with Alex.
Yeah,
he's an absolute beast.
Yeah, for sure. Alex, I feel like it's a guy that's gonna cause surprises maybe later on, because like he's kind of having the opposite path as some of the other prospects. Like there's many prospects like you. We've seen Johan Lennes at 170. We've seen guys like this. They're just coming and they're destroying fools and they're leaving within a 2 minutes, 3 minutes, or a round. And they're having hella finishes and shit. And Alex, he's kind of the guy that has been having cage time. He's been having full 15-minute fights. But I feel like when that guy, like, everything comes and clicks together and he really is able to let his old game show, that's when he's going to start finishing people. And we may see, like, the opposite path, the guy that has been starting with decisions, but as he's been growing, just starting to finish people left and right. That's my feeling, though.
That's it, man. He's like, all of us are always we're constantly working on our finishing here, man, our weapons in every area. We have like top-notch coaches for fucking both Muay Thai and obviously for striking and for jiu-jitsu as well. We've got like no shortage of tools to really sharpen our weapons and our finishing skills, man. And a guy like Alex, like I said, he'll feel the exact same at the end of the fight as he will like at the very beginning of a round. He's friggin', the guy is like he's a power athlete throughout the entire duration of a round, man.
Yeah, for sure, man. So I'm gonna let you go. I thank you very much for taking the time, man. It was cool. And I'm looking forward to that fight. I already told you, and I look forward just to be in there, to get there fight week and just walk around and feel the vibe and just go to see some awesome fights. So thank you very much, Matteo. And man, I look
thank
forward
you
to
so much,
look forward to seeing this and speak to each other in Ottawa, man.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, man. Yes, tout le monde, on est de retour encore une fois cette semaine avec un autre invité sur le podcast. Vous l'aurez probablement reconnu à ce stade-ci. C'est le champion bantamweight de TKO, my man Nathan Maness. How are you doing, man?
Everything's good on this end, man. Training every day, working the daily grind, getting ready to defend this belt for the first time, this bantamweight kingpin thing. So I'm coming to Canada to establish my crown.
Yeah, for sure, man. And it's going to be a good one because you get the chance now. After fighting the guy that was seen as the top guy in Canada, like the top guy regionally, you're going to get the chance to fight a UFC veteran that time, a guy that went to the big leagues, that did good there, was 3-1. He just didn't renew his deal because I think he wanted to. I don't know what happened really, but still that guy had success, was on his way to do stuff in that division. And now you get the chance to fight him. You're the champ. You've got the undefeated record. So do you think that's like exactly the type of matchup that could push you to the next level after winning that?
Yeah, man, I think it's perfect. I know he done really well. You said 3-1. I think he decided to do pro boxing, which I think he had some success in that. And he decided to come back to fighting. But yeah, man, he's really well rounded. He's explosive. He's shorter than I am, but he's got a longer reach, so I'm not used to that. You know, it's pretty crazy for 35 to be as long as he is. And you know, I don't see anybody else. There's no other win, you know, that couldn't take me to that next level. You know, he's the guy. 3-1 in the UFC. I don't see why not.
Yeah, for sure, man. And it's going to be a good matchup because as we've seen against Josh Hill, he likes to come forward. He likes to try to put the pressure on. And as we've seen in your fights, you're kind of good on the counter side of things. You're kind of good when the action comes to you and you get the chance to land your big counter, your big hands that have been dropping opponents kind of left and right. So do you see this as kind of a favorable matchup for you?
I think so. If he chooses to fight coming forward, I think it is. I know I dropped Machado when he came forward, when he started, you know, trying to rush me a little bit. Jesse was real aggressive, and I caught him a few times before the shot that put him down. So I think that's one of my strong suits. I hope he comes forward. If he doesn't, you know, we'll adjust, and, you know, we've got game plan behind game plan of, you know, just how it works out. But, yeah, I think it's a favorable matchup. We're both really good athletes. You know, I think that's what excites me the most about it is he's not going to sit down for me. If I take him down, he's going to be squirmy. You know, it's going to be a battle of some not just technique, but athletes too.
Nah, yeah, for sure. It's a high-level matchup, man. People in Gatineau, they're going to have literally the chance to see a fight that you could see on any, like, major promotions, like, main card, and that would be an enticing fight. Being in the UFC or Bellator or even ONE or anywhere, it's just a good fight. It's people that, like, on the way to bigger things, I feel. And, man, it's the... I think we're kind of lucky to have that. On top of that card, which is absolutely amazing in Gatineau, it's stacked all the way up to Cyril Gann, up to the other bantamweight matchup against Hill and Arnett. And there's like hella people on that card that are going to be putting on a fucking show, man. So it's going to be a great one. I'm getting like just pumped thinking about it. We're kind of like, how many days? Like 10 days in almost?
Close.
Yeah, so I just
it's coming up close. I'm excited.
Okay, go ahead, man.
Yeah, I'm excited for it. I'm excited to watch Jesse and Josh get in there. I know that's been you know, I know a little bit of the Canadian scene, so I know it's been a fight that everybody's been looking forward to. So I mean, I'm going to be in the back watching that, just like all the fans. You know, I'm excited about that one.
Yeah, for sure. That one has been years in the making because we always had two real top-level bantamweights in Canada and they never fought and now they're going to be fighting. So for sure, everybody's excited about that. But also all the local fighters, like there's hella people from Gatineau and from Ottawa, which is just across the river. It's 5 minutes away, basically. So there'll be hella people that they're going to have hometown fights. They're going to be fans. Like, you'll see, it's a smaller place than Quebec or, I think you fought in Laval to Place Belle. It's smaller than that, but it's gonna be hella packed. And you can pack like 4,000 people at least in that place. So, I think it's gonna be even better than to have like a 4,000 people arena with 4,000 people in it compared to like a 10,000 seat arena with 4,000 people in it.
Yeah, man, I hope it's packed out. You know, that brings a different energy to the fights. Like you said, you know, an actual 4,000 place being actually filled up, you know, it's going to be loud in there. I hope it turns out like that. I really do. They'll have a show for it.
Yeah, and it's been since 2002 that they didn't go there. So I know for a fact I got plenty of friends from Gatineau. And people, they're looking forward to that night. They're looking forward to May 24th. And, like, even though UFC has just been in town, I think people are, after that UFC card, they're hungry for fights, man, because it was a good card. Right. But, man, there was plenty, like, fights that just happened. And there was high moments. I know everybody, like, from Canada, we were quite high on the Marc-André Barrio fight. Even though it didn't win, it was a good performance. We loved the Cowboy fight. Now, the Cub Swanson fight. But between that, there were fights that just happened. And it kind of led us on our appetite. We wanted finishes. We wanted violence. We wanted, like, crazy stuff happening. And we had some UFC-level fights, but we didn't get the finishes and the crazy stuff. So I think people, they're expecting that from that TKO card now.
Yeah, they got a taste for it, but it ain't been satisfied yet. So hopefully we can do that for them.
Yeah, for sure, man. And your fight too, it's been a fight that has been not years in the making, but it's been like a couple of months in the making. I know you guys had some small injury setbacks. I just wanted to know, like, on your part, is everything good now?
Yeah, everything's 100% ready to go. You know, I'm feeling great. I try to push it a little bit more each camp, so I'm sparring more rounds than I ever have. I'm running more miles. You know, I'm in the gym. Unfortunately, we were supposed to fight in February, if I remember right. And, you know, sometimes just accidents happen, man. Everybody was doing what they were supposed to be doing, taking the right precautions, you know, not going too hard. And, you know, things just didn't work out. Maybe this time is what God wanted it to be. This is the moment. So what's meant to be will be.
Yeah, for sure. And now, I think it's not that bad, too, because it wasn't pushed that long. You still had the chance, like, to get 100%, which is, like, important, especially at the stage that you're in your career right now, where, like, we all feel you're on the cusp of something. Like, you won't stay in TKO for, like, five more fights lately. You're gonna move up to something better soon. So it's important at this stage of your careers when you're fighting those crucial fights that they're gonna push you to that next level. It's important for you guys that you come in 100% and you just, like, don't mess around with, like, small injuries. Oh, I can fight through that shit. And finally you just get in the cage and, like, realize that you're just fighting a guy that's real good and you won't be able to fight through that shit against him. So it's always better to be 100%, and for the fans too, man. Like, when you see a fight that doesn't play out the way you thought because a guy was injured and couldn't do certain things, it's less of a show. So I think everybody's winner if everyone's healthy in the cage. But the only thing I wanted to ask you is you know, Taylor's gym, they were perfect in TKO up until last card. They finally got defeated. They got defeated by Todd Stout. And does that give you, like, a small relief? Because, like, I know you're not worried about your opponent. I know how you guys do. But still, just having the fact that, oh, man, this guy's gym, they came out here, they've never been beaten in the promotion. Is that a good sign that now you know that they can lose?
Yeah, it could be, but at the same time, man, I think if that was my gym and we were doing really well, and then, you know, I think it was his brother that lost.
Yeah.
Was it Damien? Yeah, his brother that lost. I think that would give me more motivation, man. So I think he's going to come in hungry. He's going to want to start that streak back up. I don't look at it, I wouldn't say in a positive or negative, because, I mean, it doesn't matter to me either way. We're going to lock the cage and fist fight either way. But I think he's going to come hungry and ready to put on more of a show than ever. So, which is good for the fans, it's good for me. I want to beat him at his best. If I can't beat him at his best, then I don't deserve to go to the UFC or anywhere else. So, you know, I want the best that he's got. I'm going to bring my best, and the better man's going to win that night.
Yep. The other thing I wanted to ask, I don't know if you saw it, maybe not. You just received this brown belt on the ground.
I did.
Yeah, so now he's a brown belt in jiu-jitsu. I didn't know he did that much jiu-jitsu. We didn't see him use it that much in his fights. I know you like to keep it standing too, but you're a good wrestler. Like, you wrestle real good. You can take it down to the ground and do your thing there. So how do you feel that ground matchup play out? And do you feel like there's going to be some ground fighting in that fight? Or if it goes your way, you're just going to keep it standing?
Man, I hope it goes everywhere. I want to showcase everything from the ground. You know, if I happen to be on my back against the clinch, you know, I've been preparing everywhere. As far as the belts go, I'm a blue belt, but I roll with black belts. I roll with brown belts. I've sub brown belts and this and that. It's just a belt. And, you know, we're going to be in there. We're going to be fist fighting. There's a lot of stuff that you can't do in there that you can do in jiu-jitsu. You start rolling for deep half and stuff, I'm going to hit you in the mouth. So it's just one of those things, you know. The MMA jiu-jitsu is totally different. So if I get on top of him, I'm not going to be up there thinking about his brown belt. And I mean, he doesn't care what belt I am either. But it's funny that I did have a friend send me that. As soon as he got his brown belt, they sent it to me. I woke up to it that morning. So it's kind of cool. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, for sure, because the belt, I know it doesn't matter in the cage when you're getting punched and elbowed in the face, man. You can be a black belt and probably won't do shit because you're getting elbowed in the face and you got to figure that out before you do something else. But still, like, to add that on your resume, like, I defeated, like, a highly ranked jiu-jitsu guy, and it's cool because, yeah, it's true that, like you've been saying, that the game is so different because I do jiu-jitsu. That's what I do. Basically, I help out guys, MMA guys on the ground. On my gym, we do, like, ground and pound and stuff like this. And I'm always, like, I'm always kind of pushing to go into my jiu-jitsu game, and I always figure it out, like, shit, I can do that stuff here. Oh, shit, I can do that stuff here. Because you just, like, roll for a knee bar and get fucking punched in your mouth, and you're like, yeah, oh, shit, maybe that's maybe not what I need to do right now.
Right. It's good to, even in the off season, you know, we try to put on the MMA gloves whenever we roll here and there. So just you don't want to make those habits. We'll have one night where we just roll, and you can do totally different things. And the next night we'll put on the gloves, man. You find out some positions, you know, you can't, there's no resting. You can't set in half guard and just be cool. You're going to be taking shots. So it's a lot more explosive. It's a lot more fast paced. You gotta get up off your back. You gotta be going for submissions, sweeps. You gotta stay going. It's a good cardio workout. It's a lot different.
Yeah, exactly. You can't stall. Like, you can't just come in, pull guard, and stall on your back and shoot for triangles. That's right. It's not how you do stuff. But in jiu-jitsu, you can do that all day. So fuck.
Oh yeah.
Sure. Yeah, but man, that's just what happened. Cause I'm a Canadian, so I played hockey. Because we all play hockey, and I was a goalie. And when I started jiu-jitsu, like, I was. Watching MMA since a while and stuff, so I in my head I needed like to work on my takedown game, to get on top, to be heavy, to like do the stuff that I've been seeing on TV. And when I found out that I was like hella flexible, man, it just changed my game all around, because I'm not like the build that people, they don't expect me to be like that flexible bottom game guy which can bring his legs like almost everywhere, even when it's closed. So shit, that changed my game. So, but it's not for MMA, man. Shit, it's not right. for MMA.
Right. Yeah, if we're doing MMA, I'd definitely rather be on top, man. There's no being on your back with gloves, man. It's tough. It's different. But, you know, two different sports, you know, you'll have that.
Yeah, for sure. And even if you don't get punched in the face that much, you're not winning rounds if you're on your back. You're right. Just not winning.
Yeah, the judges don't see it like that at all. It doesn't matter if you're being super aggressive, you know, if they give you that round, man, it's pretty crazy in MMA.
Yeah, for sure. So, man, I thank you, man, for taking the time to speak with me. I'm going to let you go on and do your stuff. I'm glad we had the chance to speak, and I'll be looking forward to seeing you in Gatineau, man. I'll probably be hanging around. I'll be coming soon to town, so we'll get the chance to speak. Thank you very much. Have a nice end to your camp, and I look forward to seeing you, man.
Thank you, buddy. Can I set up a little sponsorships and stuff?
Yeah, for sure. Plug all your shit, man. That's what we're here for.
Right. I appreciate it. Yeah, I'd like to thank Being in Construction. They've been with me since the very beginning. Henderson Chevrolet, they're my newest sponsor, man. I appreciate them getting behind some local guys here. Sweeps Apparel, Max Custom Completions, Great North Supplements, which is in Canada. My manager runs that. You know, it's a good for supplements. And if you want to get in shape this summer, Baker Chiropractic, you know, look these guys up. They all deserve your business. And without God, none of this is possible, man. I appreciate the platform.
Thank you, Nate, man.
All right, buddy.
Bye. Voilà, c'était l'épisode. Un gros merci. A big thank you to my man, the big cat, Jesse Arnett. Can't wait to see you in action in that huge fight for Canadian bantamweight supremacy on May 24th. Another big thank you to Matteo Vogel, who took the time to speak with me about his fight, about the fact that he's been dubbed the greatest prospect in Canada, and about many other things else. And finally, a big thank you to Nathan Manis, the champ, who was there and kind enough to speak with me about his huge championship match against Taylor Lapillus. So thank you all, guys. Soyez sûr, vous, de les suivre sur leurs médias sociaux. Je les ai mis dans leurs entrevues respectives. Donc, soyez sûr de suivre chacun de ces gars-là sur les médias sociaux. Pour moi, ben, vous pouvez me suivre tout partout. C'est écrit là dans le poster de Pink Floyd. Et puis, c'est pas mal ça que j'avais à vous dire. Likez, commentez, partagez le podcast. Et puis, on se voit la prochaine fois, une semaine prochaine, pour un nouvel épisode du Fabercast.